Next up, we've got our second Indiana kid, and as it happens, our second Lydia. Please welcome, from nearby Decatur, Indiana, 16-year-old soprano Lydia Dayling. Lydia, welcome. While I go back to the piano, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about this song?
I will be singing Maria Wiegenlied by Max Reger. It's a lullaby depicting Mary and the baby Jesus.
Lydia Dayling, our 16-year-old soprano from Decatur, Indiana, singing Max Reger's Maria Wiegenlied. Wonderful song, beautiful song.
Thank
There's
you.
A little Christmas carol in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful, beautiful song and beautifully done. Thank you for bringing that.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Decatur.
Well, we kind of, some people around here, we affectionately call it Lake Woba Decatur. You know, that's some. You know, there are, even though it's a small town, it can kind of get, you know, frustrating for an artist sometimes. But it's a very, you know, sometimes it's a very nice town. For example, like, you know, if your car breaks down, you can go to just about any house, and you know, you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, mugging you.
Right.
You know, it's very nice, you know, because a lot of people know each other. You know, if somebody's ill in the community, you know, they, you know, people gather together for like benefits and prayer services, and so that, you know, it's very nice. In, you know,
in as, that way.
Yeah.
But it can get a little close and
yeah.
Like, what's a big news day, let's say, in Decatur?
Well, this was like 5 or 6 years ago, I think. There was a woman walking in front of the Presbyterian church and a deranged squirrel attacked her. and she ran for refuge into the church, and they had to round up local you know, squirrels that they found around the area and chop their heads off and send them down to IU Medical Center for testing. And this was front, you know, front page headline for 2 days. So
that was the Decatur squirrel head massacre I read so much
yeah.
about.
You know, so there are some slow news days like that.
What's the dating scene like in a small town like that?
Luckily for me, I can pretty much date anybody I want to because I'm not related to anybody. Which.
A lot of people stick around town, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and my family's not from there, so we don't have deep roots in there, so it's kind of nice. I mean, nobody's asked, but, you know.
Hey.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a nice thing, you know? I don't have to worry about anything, you know?
That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Don't have to check my genealogy.
That's right. Well, but soon you'll be leaving Decatur and hopefully playing the romantic lead opposite Sam Raimi at the Met. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, maybe my dreams, but...
Is Sam Raimi a heartthrob?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. He's like my favorite singer forever. First of all, he's very, very talented, and he's extremely hot. Oh, my gosh.
He's 62.
Well, you know, that's okay. I mean, my friends think I'm nuts, but, you know... There are some other people, like my voice teacher doesn't think I'm nuts. You know, she's a big fan, too.
Sam Raimi's a very good-looking man,
oh
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He's so hot. And, you know, in February, I went to see him in Tosca in Chicago, and, wow, he's just like, you know, the moment he walked on stage, like, my eyes were just drawn to him.
Yeah.
He's a very, very good performer, and he's very nice to look at. But, you know...
So you had front row seats for that one?
No, we were in the, like, about the second balcony. My mom, we couldn't even sit together. She was in the very, very, very last row of the entire theater.
But you're still riveted by him. He's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Still hot from the second balcony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely, yes.
Did you stick around and get to meet him or anything?
No, we waited outside the stage door, but he never came because he got killed off in the second act that I think he just left.
Yeah, he probably went to eat. Yeah.
And if I didn't have to go to school the next week, I think I probably would have still, I'd probably still be there.
Still waiting for him.
I'd probably still be there.
Gosh. Now, as it happens, you've actually already made an appearance on the Metropolitan Opera radio broadcasts as a soprano? Or?
Yeah, right. With the broadcast, with their intermission features, I sent in a question for the opera quiz. And they used it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wasn't there to... I wasn't in New York, but I didn't hear it on the radio because I was at a vocal competition that day.
How did you find out about it? That
they sent me a letter like 3 weeks later, and I got a whole bunch of free stuff, like $200 worth of free stuff.
Cool, like DVDs and CDs
CDs. Even my brother was impressed.
Wow, yeah, sure.
That was pretty cool, so...
But you never got to actually hear the broadcast.
No, so I really have no idea what happened.
Well, you know, of course, Lydia, Haley... couldn't just sit back and accept this situation, you know. She couldn't accept the fact that you never heard your own question on the Met Opera broadcast.
Honestly, all it took was a little late-night heist at the Met broadcast headquarters in New York. I dodged their security system and came out with this very special recording.
It's time for this week's edition of the Metropolitan Opera Quiz. Today's moderator is author and arts consultant Thor Eckert.
The reality TV show Wife Swap has been a big hit. For those who may not share the current fascination with reality TV, the premise is that two seriously disparate families swap wives for a given period of time. You know, a disciplinarian swaps with a laissez-faire parent, a neat freak swaps with a clutterholic, and the cameras chronicle the results. Lydia Dolling of Decatur, Indiana, where these broadcasts are heard on WBNI, wonders what would happen if operatic characters were switched in a show called Opera Swap. So, panel, what do you think would happen if Violetta swapped places with Brunhilde? Mr. Thomason.
She would have a much easier time jumping from rock to rock at her entrance.
Mr. Benson.
Yeah, I would build on that. I think that Brunhilde would get her on a very strict health regimen and clear up those lungs.
As another reality TV star would say, that's hot.
That's true. Well, Lydia, we expect great things from you and all the best. Great fun having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for singing for us.
Thank you.
Lydia Dolling. Lydia Dolling, 16-year-old soprano from Decatur, Indiana, and Haley Goldbach, the girl with a warrant out for her arrest.